Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And we're continuing to work our way through the book of Philippians together. And today we're taking a look at Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. And so far in chapter 2, Paul has been talking about the need for unity within the church, the need for unity within the body of Christ. And he explains that unity ultimately comes through humility. And humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's not having low self-esteem and being a pushover. No, humility is having a proper view of yourself. It's viewing yourself, viewing your importance in light of who God is. And Paul's challenge to the believers in Philippi, Paul's challenge to us, is to value others above ourselves. In humility, consider others as more important. And he explains that one of the ways we do this, one of the ways that we value others above ourselves, is by putting their needs and their interests ahead of our own. And this completely goes against our human nature. This goes against how we're naturally wired, because we want to believe that it's all about us. Our marriage, our friendships, our career, our church, all of these things exist to meet our needs and our preferences and our interests. And we tend to think, why should I view somebody else as more important than me? Why should I put somebody else's needs above my own? And in these next couple of verses, Paul is going to give us the motivation for our humility, the reason behind why we are to do this. And in verse 5, Paul says this. He says, in your relationships with one another. And he's talking about all relationships. Marriage, church relationships, work relationships, your neighbors, your friends, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. And what Paul is going to do is Paul is going to root our humility in the life of Jesus. And he calls us to adopt, to have the same mindset as Christ when it comes to our relationship with others. And Jesus's life, his example, is going to serve as the motivation for our humility. So what did Jesus do? Well, listen to what Paul says in verse 6. Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Jesus, who was God in flesh, fully God, fully man, and who deserved all glory, all honor, and all praise, did not use his position. He did not use his status to his own advantage. He didn't consider equality with God as something to be grasped or to be attained. Instead, he chose to lay down his position of honor and take the form of his servant. And you see, this is the attitude that Paul is encouraging us to adopt as followers of Jesus. This attitude of humility, this attitude of service in our relationships, where we lay aside the things that we're entitled to. We lay aside our rights. We even lay aside our preferences for the benefit of others. And the reason we do this is because this is what Jesus did for us. While we were still sinners, while we were undeserving, Christ died for us. And if Jesus would do this for us, we can certainly do this for one another. So I want to leave you with a question today. And the question is this: in what relationship do you need to adopt this mindset of humility, this mindset of service that Jesus modeled for us? Maybe it's in your marriage, when it comes to your spouse, doing a better job serving them. Maybe it's in your place of work, where you begin to see your coworkers, your employees, your boss as people that you are there to serve. Maybe it's in your church, rather than being a consumer and seeing the church as a place that meets your needs, you come alongside to serve others. In what relationship, in what area of life do you need to adopt this mindset of Jesus? So I'm going to pray for us now and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. So God, our prayer today is that you would help us to have the same mindset as Jesus, who, though he was God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but instead he made himself nothing. And Lord, we thank you for the example of Jesus, that while we were still sinners, while we were undeserving, Christ died for us. The greatest act of humility, the greatest act of service this world has ever seen. So God, our prayer is that you would help us to live that out in the relationships in our life. It's in the name of your Son, Jesus, that we pray. Amen.